Council proved they have a heart, but it could come at the cost of residents' wallets. A 2022 budget decision by Midland Council to enact an approved composite fees and charges bylaw was amended during a recent regular meeting to remove the resident component in regards to the Pete Pettersen boat launch paid parking and ramp fee. In doing so, only non-residents will be charged for the service level change. Coun. Bill Gordon proposed the amendment to council. This service level change to start charging non-residents to use the boat launch was my request on the budget, Gordon stated. And we debated it and passed it, which is great. And I stand by that 100%. It's a money-making opportunity for the municipality that we've ignored for far too long. Since brought to their attention, Midland residents took to the phones to make their displeasure known to town councilors. Said Gordon, the residents that got a hold of me, especially the seniors who like to take their grandkid out going fishing the few times of the year that are going to have to pay to splash in their boat at the boat launch, that seemed like a bridge too far. Coun. Jim Downer echoed the community outcry. This isn't the first time that I've been through this line with Pete Pettersen Park, noted Downer. My phone didn't stop ringing. I didn't know how it got out there. I guess some people watched the budget meetings, but there was a lot of irate people calling me about it. And I don't go on social media, but I do have a telephone and believe me, it was ringing. With the prices of things, by the time you buy your bait and your gas, you're looking at a lot of money to take your kids out fishing for an evening, Downer added. I think we're doing the right thing. Resident fees to use the facilities were removed, but non-resident fees remain for the year. A daily launch use with no parking will be $10, daily parking with no trailer will be $2 per hour, and daily use including parking of vehicle and trailer will be $50 for non-residents. No annual pass will be available for non-residents. Sow David Deneau clarified that only the Pete Pettersen Park boat launch and parking with trailer fees were being discussed, and that there is no fee for those wanting to use the park baseball diamond. The amendment brought forward scrutiny from Coun. Cody Ostchevsky, who accused Gordon of advocating for the service level change request at budget only to reverse course upon receiving town feedback. Gordon responded that collaboration and communication with residents is what's needed for a municipality to aim for success. I'm prepared to stand here tonight and say, you know what? I think it was a bridge too far, and I regret that I initially passed this. I know there's going to be a financial hit to it, and I'm prepared to accept responsibility for that as well, Gordon admitted. The 2022 Composite Fees and Charges Bylaw Report is available in full in the council agenda on the Town of Midland website. Further information on fees, rules and regulations on the boat launch at Pete Pettersen Park, located at 159 Marina Park Avenue, are available on the Midland Harbor page of the town website. Council meetings are held every third Wednesday, and can be attended virtually through Zoom by contacting the Clerk's Department of Midland Town Hall for a link to the meeting. Council meetings can also be viewed on Rogers TV Cable Channel 53, or through the live stream on the Rogers TV website. Archives of council meetings are available through Rogers TV and on the Town of Midland's YouTube channel.